This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. So, do you think this year has been a Kafkaesque hellscape for you? Try being a supply chain in 2020. Cyber attacks, trade disputes, coronavirus, natural disasters. It is exceedingly difficult to manage a complex web of business relationships spanning the globe when strands keep falling out. Research out later today from the McKinsey Global Institute describes the costs of all this. Susan Lund is a partner with McKinsey and joins us now. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Can we attach a dollar value to all of these disruptions to supply chains around the world?
We can. So in our new research, we've been able to look at the rising frequency of supply chain disruptions and then what it costs companies. So on average, companies can expect to lose half of a year's profits over the course of a decade. You know, you might say, well, that doesn't sound like so much, but companies worry over every percentage point drop in EBITDA and the market pummels them. So that's a huge loss. And in an event like COVID, of course, the damage is much more extreme.
How do you make a supply chain more resilient to a shock like COVID?
Well, having a more diverse set of suppliers is one way, and that's where the shifting to different countries comes in. But there are lots of other ways and things that companies can do. Probably the most important thing is to digitize their supply chain and get transparency, not only on who their direct suppliers are, but going through all the tiers of the supply chain. Then companies can also do things like hold more inventory. They can design products to have less complex and unique parts that simplify the supply chain. There's a whole set of actions that companies can undertake, and each one will have to decide which ones make sense for their business.
Susan Lund, partner at the McKinsey Global Institute, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.